The $20 billion BP oil spill fund has now been established. You have introduced legislation, H.R. 6016, the Audit the BP Oil Fund Act. Why is this legislation needed?
Well, the BP fund's important to families and businesses along the Gulf. And of course, the government's had a large hand in both creating it and funding it. I want to make sure that as the money is dispersed, that it's done fairly and timely without fraud or any political favoritism. It is, after all, an election year. It's important that the families come before any politics.
Mr. Brady, Congress was called back last week to bail out state and local government entities. But what message did they send to hardworking taxpayers in the private sector?
Well, it didn't send a very good signal. While Texas energy workers face losing their jobs due to the drilling moratorium and nearly 15 million other American workers are without jobs, House Democrats called lawmakers back from across the country to pass a $26 billion bailout to state governments and politically connected teachers unions. My question is, isn't every American job important? Why does Congress drop everything to bail out governors and government workers, but ignore the average American family struggling to find work? Our energy workers deserve to go back to work, and so do a lot of families who've been let down by the failed economic policies of this Democratic White House. These workers don't want a bailout. They just want a job.
New data shows last week's unemployment numbers were not good news. How bad is it really out there, sir, for job seekers?
It is unusually tough out there for job seekers, especially since we should have pulled out of this recession in a much stronger way than we are right now. The growth of our economy has dropped by half since the beginning of the year. We lost another 100 and some thousand jobs last month. Consumer confidence is at a low from 18 months ago, before the stimulus even occurred. And now small businesses are hiring less. So workers are finding out that unless they're part of government, which seems to get bailed out time after time, they're just sort of left out of everything that Congress is doing. Until Congress gets serious about creating a strong economy and stops scaring consumers and businesses from hiring, until we see that happen, it is going to continue to be tough for folks. For small businesses, it's been especially tough. Small businesses' outlook about the economy fell even further last month. And a new Pew Research study of middle-class Americans showed that over two-thirds said what the White House has been doing and what Democrat Congress has been doing about the economy has not helped much at all. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Meanwhile, Freddie Mac's appetite for tax dollars just seems to grow. Mr. Brady, why won't this Congress and this White House reform Freddie and Fannie?
One of the big failures of the financial reform bill that the president just signed was that they ignored the big elephant in the room, Fannie and Freddie. If things don't change, those two agencies will be the largest single bailout in American history. It will be taxpayers who are left on the hook. We need to reform Freddie and Fannie now. We need to create a private market rather than a taxpayer-subsidized market. And we need to give homeowners more options in the purchase of their finance and to ensure that at the end of the day, taxpayers aren't on the hook when these two institutions make grave mistakes, as they have been doing.
You've been out meeting with people in your district and holding several town hall meetings. Are Americans sold on Obamacare yet?
Neither seniors, patients, or small businesses are sold on Obamacare. In fact, just the opposite, as they view our health care chart that for the first time shows America what the law of the land is, they're just stunned. They know it won't lower their health care costs. They know it won't make it more accessible. They see government involved more than ever in their most intimate health care decisions. And seniors know that with more than $500 billion of cuts to their most critical Medicare services, they're not going to get the health care after Obamacare that they've had before. So seniors are very opposed to this bill. And in our district, I would say 80 or 90% opposition. And my guess is around the country, as we've seen in Missouri, very strong opposition to Obamacare.
There appears to be a growing concern among Americans that this administration wants to federalize their 401ks and IRAs. Where do you stand on that idea?
The last thing Washington needs to do is nationalize our 401ks and our IRAs. That's our money. We've earned it. We've saved it. And Washington needs to keep their hands off it. They have a huge debt problem that Washington created. They have not acted to preserve Social Security. Some in the White House want to force Americans to invest their 401ks and their IRAs into government annuities, U.S. Treasury bonds, which could be one of the biggest overvalued bubbles on the market today. And two, it's not their money. And Washington needs to leave their hands off off your money, your savings.
Birth tourism is becoming a real issue. Countries like Turkey have package deals for women to come to America on tourist visas to have their babies born as Americans. Isn't it time we clarify the 14th Amendment?
It seems outrageous that we've got companies that actually profit by bringing people in from Asia, Turkey, to have their babies born in the United States simply so that they can be considered U.S. citizens. And some report that up to 12,000 Turkish children have been born that way. Not only is this wrong and bad for America, it also isn't what I believe the 14th Amendment meant to be. I don't think people could just come across the border, have their children born simply to gain U.S. citizenship. The desire was to recognize those in America who deserved and had earned citizenship, and it was time that they be recognized. That was the original intent of the 14th Amendment. I'm a co-sponsor of the bill to end anchor babies in America, to require the courts finally to take a look at this issue. It's long overdue because, again, at the end of the day, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of immigrants who came in the front door of legal immigration rather than the back door of illegal immigration.
Mr. Brady, the House voted down a bill banning a potential future lame duck session in the House of Representatives. How do you feel about this legislation being voted down?
Congress shouldn't ignore the will of voters and take up controversial legislation after the elections are over in November. There is a two-month wait until newly elected members of Congress take office. There is a lot of concern that this Democratic Congress will try to force through a lot of legislation they couldn't otherwise get through, such as cap and trade, new tax increases, an amnesty illegal immigration bill. But two-thirds of Americans believe that shouldn't happen, that Congress should wait, shouldn't thwart the will of the American public. Unfortunately, the House last week chose to go forward with their lame duck sessions.